This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, we're going to hear about the Charles Owen Technical Merit Award as we talk to the recent winners from the Stuart Horse Trials, Betsy Bodner and Katie Canteen, and we'll also hear from the judge, Marcia Kulak. But we begin by hearing from Roy Burrock, who is the managing director of Charles Owen. He started by explaining how the award began with the USCA and the Professional Horsemen's Council.
It was very much at a time when people were looking for answers of why we were having such horrific accidents on the cross-country field. And it was at one of the USCA conventions that the Horsemen's Council were talking about the fact they wanted to reward people who, you know, had training. You know, sometimes people don't have the boldest horse, and so therefore they sometimes lose interest because they're not winning, they're not being placed high enough, and it may be just because the horsepower's not there. So we felt that to encourage people to stay in, and also there was a feeling that there was, to get progress, you had to move up the levels. And so maybe somebody who'd been at training for a number of years, and really that was the correct level that they should be, you know, participating at, but they just said, well, what's the point of continuing because I'm just having no progression. So the great thing about the Technical Merit Award was that it started to reward people for the way that they rode, rather than if they were taking chances or risks on the course.
So not necessarily their results then, but this was looking at the various aspects of the technical merits, basically. I mean, there are certain criteria that are laid out, what the judges are looking for, aren't there?
So absolutely. A lot of people were against it because, obviously, the dressage and the judges and the opinions, and people said, oh my goodness, we don't want to bring more opinions, people judging me on what I do. I just want to get round and you know, however I do it, I want to get round the cross country course. And obviously the most efficient way to get round is jumping it in the correct way.
Just give us the background to your philosophy, Roy, and obviously safety is a key component and a really important part of what Charles Owen does and its mission in life. But tell us what this meant to you and why you felt invested in and to get involved in it.
I suppose it's part, our philosophy is that we believe that people can gain so much by being involved with horses. And when we look at encouraging new riders to come in, often parental support is required. And a parent will happily support their child unless they get frightened and a big headline in the newspaper or something like that, that somebody's been killed on horseback, puts off new riders coming to the sport. So we think that's such a shame, because that sort of those people being scared off just removes that great opportunity, that great contact with the horse that they can have. And so we see that wearing a good helmet is only part of the solution. If we can avoid the accident in the first place, then that's the best method. So anything that, any program out there that promotes training, promotes development in people's riding skill, then we think that that's the best way to promote safety.
Tell us a little bit about how that started, how it evolved to where it is now, Roy.
Well, I think, with the USA, obviously it's a fairly intensive program because, you know, it's another person that's required. And it's got to be somebody that has good training skills. So it's always been quite intensive. But the USCA really have recognized that this is a way of really keeping the numbers up and the participation in the sport high, yet also increasing the safety at the same time. And we've also seen that we've now expanded this program into the UK, and British Eventing are taking it on board with their BA80s and BA100s. And this is, you know, it's something that started, you know, in a small way and is now starting to become quite global.
If they win the Technical Merit Award, they receive a body protector and a helmet bag. And then at the end of the year, the highest scoring senior and junior wins a helmet as well. So you're very generous, Roy, in the prizes that you're giving. And that, of course, is an incentive as well as improving safety in the sport.
I think it's really important. If there is a when you're looking at something that is so important to the sport, we have to also, you know, support that with some good prizes, and because otherwise it just is seen as not worthwhile focusing on, even though it's of such great merit. So no, I think it's the level of support we're giving it actually tells people exactly how important we think this program is to the future of eventing.
And targeting amateurs, of course, the juniors and seniors in the sport, that's critical. As you said, it, you know, we're looking at educating people and realizing the importance of having a trainer and those safe practices at the amateur level.
And that's the thing, is that we want people to be able to compete at eventing and feel successful no matter what their horsepower is. We don't want it just to be down to, you know, that the people that are able to spend money on getting the right horse. We want this to go back to the rider's ability. And you can, you know, have great ability without necessarily having the money to buy the, you know, the top-rated horse.
Well, it's a wonderful incentive and obviously a great incentive for riders, the amateur riders, to get involved in and enhance their skills and demonstrate their safe practices riding across country, Roy. So I want to thank you very much indeed for coming on the program and telling us about it. And we're going to be hearing from the winners from Stuart on this week's program. So thank you again for your time, Roy, and for your support of the USEA.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
Katie Canteen from Area 2 was the winner of the Charles Owen Technical Merit Award at the Stuart Horse Trials in the Training Junior category, and she joins us now. Let's talk about the partnership that you have with Loki, because you finished second there. How long have you been riding him?
I've had Loki for 2 years. I bought him while I was working for Doug Payne in Aiken, and he sustained an injury last year, so we've really only had 2 competition seasons together.
And who is training you then ordinarily, you know, when you're at home in New Jersey, Katie?
When I'm in New Jersey, I train with Kristen Schmolze.
Right. And then you're at university as well. So you have another trainer there?
I do, yes. Her name is Sam. She comes to the barn where I board my horse, and she's really wonderful.
Okay. And just explain what you're doing at university, what you're studying.
I am an architecture student at school, and I ride for their eventing club team.
When you're not in school, obviously this is the time of year where you can be back home in New Jersey. What sort of competition schedule do you normally have, and was how did Stuart fit into your training and your season's plans?
Well, I came home from school in May, so I had planned out the birth of time until about June that me and Loki would just get back into the rhythm of being home. We had the Horse Park of New Jersey scheduled, I believe, the week before Stuart. And then we participated in the Pony Club WOW Camp for 4 days prior to Stuart. And we have Millbrook scheduled before I go back to school.
Well, let's talk about the award, because clearly it's all about, you know, being technically correct, both, you know, the gallop and the preparation, the jumping and rider position as well. How long have you been, you know, working together, you know, working on the sport, in the sport, to perfect your position? Because obviously you clearly impressed the judge.
Well, I tend to be a little bit of a perfectionist. So when I started riding English, I was probably 13 and I bought a pony. So ever since then, I've been working really hard on perfecting myself. I just think that it's the least I can do to help my horse work as hard as they do is to be out of their way and be as effective as possible. So I think since I started riding, it's been a priority.
And who have been your mentors? Because, you know, most of us have someone we aspire to ride like, you know, to actually master that position when you watch them cross country. Who has been your inspiration?
I really enjoyed working with Kristen Schmolze, and I have to admit that I've really idolized Lynn Szymanski's riding position on cross country.
And what about other riders that you've watched over the years? Have there been any heroes that you've admired?
I think that Mary King is probably every eventer's hero. I think she's really fantastic, and I've really enjoyed watching her over the years as well.
Well, clearly being technically correct is very important as a rider, and especially cross country, of course. What do you think that you have that, you know, has obviously impressed the judges? What kind of attributes do you think that you've really worked on to correct your technical position and the way your horse is going?
I think that over the years, I've really found that the different galloping styles, the different positions in the four feet that I use on cross country have been something that I focused on, and I would hope that that would be something that would stand out to the judges, just to really differentiate what I'm doing at what moment and how it's benefiting my horse.
Well, one of the important things, of course, is rider position being very secure and have an effective position that is always over the center of balance. Do you do any exercises yourself to really work on that, to develop and strengthen your core muscles so that you constantly have that independent seat over the center of balance and able to help your horse at all times?
Aside from riding, I do a lot of running, and I've also gotten into yoga recently, which I found has been really influential in helping me be more stable in the saddle.
But how often do you do that?
I think I run 4 or 5 times a week, and I do yoga at least 3 times a week for like an hour.
So you really focus on the rider fitness then? That's really important to you.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in cross training.
How long do you run for?
I usually jog about 2 miles. When I do jog, and I'm not running particularly fast, I'm not really ambitious as far as being able to run for speed, just the stamina and my breathing.
And obviously pacing the horse over cross country is important, Katie. Do you feel that you have a clock in your head when you go that you can find the right rhythm?
I think I found that my background in Pony Club was pretty influential in having my internal clock. There is some practice and some training that we have in the rating preparations for Pony Club that involve going out and setting your horse on a pace for a judge or somebody watching you, and you have to be able to find different paces on different horses that would fit the designated speed for the course. So I think that, along with obviously wearing a watch, helps quite a bit.
Right, absolutely. Well, obviously winning the Child's Own Technical Merit Award is quite an accomplishment, and there's a very nice prize to go with that. What does it mean to you?
You know, it means the world to me. Me and Loki have been through a bit of adversity in the time that I've owned him. Last year, he sustained a pretty significant stifle injury at Millbrook that had a 6 to 8 month recovery. So this is our season back from that injury. And just to hear that, to validate really that we're ready and that we're doing well at training level and that we're safe, and that means the world to me.
Well, clearly you're demonstrating all of that by winning this award. Where next for you with this partnership? What's your plans for the rest of the season?
Short term, we're going to Millbrook next weekend, and we're going to cross our fingers for a successful finish there. And I leave for college on August 4th, so he'll come down with me. He'll get some time off, and then we'll pick back up from there and see what we've got.
And if you look at the future, your long-term goals in the sport, Katie, what is front and center for you? How ambitious are you?
I'm hoping to take Loki as far as he can athletically, and at that point, I think we'll just evaluate where we are and our ability to buy a horse that can compete higher than, we're hoping, 1 star.
So all the way to 4 star one day, then?
I mean, that would be a good goal, a very long-term goal.
And that's when you can call Mary King and tell her you made it.
That would be pretty incredible.
All right. Well, congratulations again. And thank you for coming on the program.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Marcia Kulak was the judge of the Charles Owen Technical Merit Award at Stewart Horse Trials.
There were two really healthy divisions, which was great. And there was a lot of action happening all at once. So it's a lot harder than you think, and I have great empathy for all the judges that work so hard, you know, for us riders, and we sometimes take that for granted. At any rate, there's a really nice criteria that Charles Owen has, which I think their goal is to promote safe, quality riding, And that's basically what I was looking for. I wanted to see that the juniors have a really good concept of cross-country position, pace and rhythm, and a degree of accuracy in their line to the fences and their accuracy about jumping away from the fences. And overall, I think the quality at Stewart was really very high. But there are always a few that stand out, and this was no exception.
And as you say, there was very clear criteria, what you were looking for of the overall performance, the horse's performance in going into a fence and jumping style and coming away from the fence. But what about the rider themselves and their position and balance and so on?
Well, that's a really, you know, big thing for me, because I was behind the Triple Crown Pro Junior Training Scholarship. So it's really a very similar criteria, and that we want to see the riders have a real handle on what cross-country riding is about. In other words, not being ahead of the motion, guiding the horse in the right rhythm to find the distance out of the gallop with the correct preparation. And that means not doing too much, you know, not riding backwards to the fence, but also not coming so fast that you really don't end up on a good, safe stride. So safety is a big part of this. We are trying to encourage good cross-country riding at the training level so that ultimately, if they move up the levels, they're equipped from that experience to ride safely and within the time allowed and using their horses well and not abusing their kindness, so to speak.
And also the all-important rhythm.
Yes. Well, I think that the hallmark of all riding, and that's true with dressage and show jumping as well as cross country, that being able to establish a good quality rhythm and then maintain that tone throughout the course really is the difference between a quality round and a not so quality round. And I kind of enjoyed the position that I sat and viewed from at Stewart. Gives you a view of the course very early, you know, fences 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then they go back into the orchard and come back more towards the end through the water and up that last hill. And you really get a feel of whether the riders are fit enough, if the horses were fit enough, and if they're able to maintain what they had early on, or even if early on wasn't so good, were they improving? You know, did they consciously make an effort to improve their ride at the end? And so I kind of look at that. I think making a mistake cross country is just part of the game. But are you actually able to assess that error where you may have lacked rhythm too much, not enough, not sufficient balance, not a very good position? And then you see the rider say, oh dear, you know, I need to fix that. I need to do that differently. And I did see a number of riders that I thought as they went along improved in their ride. And that's kind of what I want to see. It's not that you have the perfect ride. It's what do you do, you know, when things don't quite go your way, or if you have to ad lib a little bit, which cross-country riding to me is all about being in the moment and having to accommodate whatever comes your way. Some people are better at that than others.
And as you said, we're looking at amateurs here at the training level. So you're looking mm-hmm. at a different rider in terms of what maybe, you know, what they can put into the sport to, you know, so they're not going to look professional necessarily, but they understand those basics.
Correct. And I'm very much in favor of something like this that recognizes the juniors and recognizes the amateurs, because, you know, they're the base and the hallmark of our sport. And it's so amazing that eventing can appeal to such a wide range of horses and riders. So to me, this is terrific. And if training level is all they ever do or all they ever aspire to, they still have something to aim for, you know, to ride it well and enjoy it. And today's training level courses are pretty sufficient and pretty stout. And you can be sure that Derek DeGrazia designed at Stewart with just as much thought into the beginner, novice, and training as he does into the two-star. So I think you get a lot of bang for your buck and a tremendous amount of education when a course designer of that stature builds and gives you something to ride. And I think it made for a really good weekend a lot of good riding and a lot of people who perhaps came away with a better idea and an understanding of where they need to go if they didn't have a great ride.
So how many rides were you looking at in just in the junior division, Marcia?
You know, off the top of my head, I'd say there were 12 or 14. There were in both divisions, a very good number. And, you know, they came fast and furious. They were on two-minute intervals. So I was watching the beginning of the course off over my right shoulder and the end of the course over my left shoulder and shuffling the paperwork all along. So it was fun, but it definitely took a little bit of effort.
Obviously, concentration. Now let's talk about the senior division with Betsy Bodner, who won that.
What I did notice was she had a great rapport with her horse. They obviously had a good partnership, and she had very good sense of rhythm and timing, and it was a pleasure to watch the two of them as a pair, and I really thought they both complemented one another. The horse is very honest and clever, you know, good jumping horse, and you know, I think she really helped him enjoy his round in the right way, and it was wonderful. There were several of the senior riders that rode equally well to the juniors, and you know, I think sometimes you don't always see the seniors quite as keen and aggressive as they were, but you know, the hills at Stewart, the terrain really make you have to ride well, and she was beautiful. She rode beautifully.
And in terms of your overall impressions then of the junior and the senior, you know, those that you were watching for these awards, Marcia, what were your other takeaways?
Well, I think the nice thing is that people are becoming more aware of the fact that Charles Owen is doing this. And so they actually are looking to work at it a little bit, you know, that they know they're being judged and that they need to go out there and put in a good performance. And I feel like sometimes when you have a goal or a little additional pressure and incentive, you actually rise to the occasion. So I judged there, or assisted a couple of years ago in the Charles Owen Award when it first was developed. And again, I think that the standard has improved and that it's given everybody at the training level where this award is offered something to aspire to. So it's wonderful. And I can't thank Charles Owen enough for being as involved as they are and as committed, you know, to three-day eventing and cross-country riding and at the junior and amateur level, where sometimes those divisions don't get the same degree of recognition as the senior divisions or, you know, your one-star, two-star, your premier divisions at an event. And Charles Owen has, you know, put these guys in the limelight, which is really special.
Well, obviously you enjoyed it doing the judging there.
I did.
Marcia, well, thank you very much indeed for coming on the program and sharing your thoughts about this year's Charles Owen Technical Merit Award at the Stewart Horse Trials. Thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure. Take care.
And our final guest this week is Betsy Bodner from Area 1, who won the Charles Owen Technical Merit Senior Training Award. Well, Betsy, welcome to the program and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This was a bit of a surprise, was it, to you, to win that at Stewart?
It really was, because I didn't even know that the award existed.
What was your reaction to it?
I was thrilled. This is relatively new partnership with my horse, Regal Cadence. He's just 7. He's a thoroughbred. I've had him, I guess, a little more than 6 months. So I was just so pleased that I knew when we finished the course that we'd had a smooth ride and a good partnership, and it really did feel like it was easy for him. I was really thrilled that I'm proud of him that we were recognized that way.
Well, for sure. Now, how long have you been riding him?
I've been riding him since October. I had a thoroughbred before who was spectacular. His name was Keynote Speaker, and I got him off the track, also a thoroughbred, and we were together for 6 years before he got really ill with a rare disease and had to be put down last September, so that was a heartbreak. He and I had moved along together to competing at prelim, so that was great. So I had that experience, but then Reggie, I call Regal Cadence Reggie, he and I have been together since October, and he's a great horse, but you know, in any new partnership you have to learn it together. So I feel like it was a great recognition of the progress we've made together.
For sure. Now, what about training, Betsy? Who do you have to help you cross-country?
I have one of my daughters and I are both eventers, and we are really fortunate to have a great trainer, Erin Risso, at Valinor Farm in Plymouth, Massachusetts. She competes herself and trains and is also a full-time firefighter. She does it all, and she's a really talented trainer and rider.
And how often do you have training with her?
I ride about 6 days a week usually, and I often try in one jump lesson weekly with Erin.
Right.
And we're also fortunate sometimes to have outside instructors and some great clinicians visit us at the farm also.
Now, does Erin come to you with you to competitions and help you there before your cross country?
She does. Most of the time she does. Sometimes I'll go to some events on my own, but yes, most of the time we go together with some others from our farm.
And how long have you been eventing now, Betsy?
I have been eventing probably about 7 years. I grew up riding a lot, but never had my own horse until my former horse, keynote speaker, or Kino. Everybody I rode with growing up, I didn't event growing up, but everybody I rode with growing up had their own horses, so that was hard, but it also had the advantage that I had to ride any horse I could get on. I just took advantage of whatever I could get on, so I think that helps helps your riding to be able to do that. But then it's just been a thrill to have these two horses. I've been really, really lucky to have two great horses in these past years, and I've just, eventing is where I should be in riding. It's just been fantastic to be eventing.
And when did you actually start riding? Did you start as a child?
I did. I started young and trained with somebody named Julie Ulrich, who actually is in the hunter-jumper ec world. She actually is now in France, but she does actually, I learned recently, I've been in touch with her some. She does some training with eventers in stadium in show jumping, some of the upper-level riders. So I had great training with somebody who appreciated how much dressage is really the foundation for everything else, even though she was in the non-eventing kind of the other world herself.
When you think about, you know, what you've done over your career and obviously worked very hard on your position and the technical aspects of your riding, where do you think you are now in terms of that? Obviously this was recognized with your performance at Stewart, but where do you feel that you've got to with your riding and the technical aspect of it?
Well, it's always a process, I love the process, meaning that I'm always finding the next thing to work on and continuing to work. But I feel like with Erin's help and the help from other great trainers, I've gotten better at figuring out how to support the horse and get the most out of the horse and help them be the most confident. I think on cross country often, I've been lucky with having talented, athletic, brave horses, so I think a lot of it sometimes is really figuring out how to help them be confident on course.
And in terms of your own core skills and, you know, your core training and that sort of thing, do you do anything off the horse to help your fitness, Betsy?
You know, I used to be a runner, I played field hockey and lacrosse when I was younger, and I used to run for exercise, but now the time balancing, I'm a pediatrician also, so balancing being at work some and home with three kids and then the riding, the other sort of physical training is hitching the trailer and mucking and taking care of the horses, particularly when we're away. So I don't do any particular training, although a dressage instructor, Beth Bukema, who's fantastic, has come to our barn sometimes and done what it's called a Balamo clinic, where she combines working with us in kind of stretching and it's called Balamo, stands for balance and motion, and she works with us on yoga mats on the floor on one and then on the horse to try to find out areas where we can be looser and facilitate the riding and the dressage in that way. So that's been fantastic also.
And how often do you try and compete?
I guess it's about no more than every 2 weeks for sure, because that's too much for the horse. But in the summer, it's probably about often every 2 weeks, but sometimes a little bit less. And we just try to take advantage of when the show season as soon as we can get into the show season. Sometimes we have gone to compete at Morven Park in Virginia on the way home from Aiken at the end of March to get a jump on things up here in Area 1.
Right. And what's next? What's next for you then with Regal Cadence then for the season?
We'll be at Stony Burnham Horse Trial. And then after that, GMHA, and not sure quite what the next one is after that. But we'll continue. We'll try to get in as much as we can before, assuming everybody stays healthy, before the end of the season. And maybe scoot down to Area 2 for some things in October.
And as an amateur, Betsy, what do you want to get out of the sport now as you look at, you know, your continued career, your second career, your pastime here? What do you hope to get out of it? What would be your goals as an amateur?
I guess my goals are, joy is the main one. You know, it's about being fun. I love working hard at the process and the partnership with a horse. So I want to progress as far as competing as I can with Reggie, as I did with Kino. So we'll see where that takes us.
Well, obviously, you're doing a great job and thoroughly enjoying it by the sounds of things. So I want to wish you the very best of luck as you continue your amateur career. And also congratulations again on winning that award.
Thank you very much. It's been really nice to talk with you.
You can find more information about the Charles Owen Technical Merit Award and where it will be presented during the season on the website at useventing.com. For those of you who listen to the podcast online, a reminder that you can download it from the iTunes podcast store to any podcast app. You can keep up with all the latest news and updates by visiting the website or following us on Facebook and Twitter. Until next week, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.